Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Alex Steinberg. I am the chair. And so far, we're going to call the roll, but we need... Does somebody want to volunteer to call the roll?
Those present say yes.
Did you just volunteer, Mansoor?
I don't know everybody, but yes, I can call. Carol Travis?
Actually, I can call if you can keep the record. How's that? Can you do that?
Yes, I'm writing down who's present and who we should throw under the bus.
Okay. So let me call. Carol Travis?
Here.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Joseph Davis? I don't think he's here. Robin Collier?
Here.
Tony Leon, he asked for an excuse absence, so I guess
right. He's
not here.
Right.
Nancy Sorden? Mansoor Sabag?
Hazar?
Alex Steinberg, that's me. I think I'm here.
Carol, you need to monitor your cough or your microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. And Maxie Jackson III?
Present.
Tom Voorhees, who's a non-voting participant. He does not appear to be here. Okay. That's it. So,
can you read the agenda?
I will. Yeah, let me read the draft agenda.
I think I interrupted Mansoor, who was going to say how many were here and that we had a quorum. I apologize.
Mansoor, do you want to?
Sure, we have five present. We have five present. I'm not including the executive director, Mr. Jackson. With him, would be six.
No, he is a full member of this committee, so he's definitely included.
Sure, six people present, so that makes it quorum.
Okay. So let me read the draft agenda. Roll call, we just did that. Item number two is approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Item number three, a discussion of proposed bylaws amendments, 40 minutes. Item number four, new business, 10 minutes. And it's going to be a short meeting. I'm scheduling adjournment at 9:30 Eastern time. Before we actually vote on the agenda, do we have a volunteer to be the pro tem secretary, at least until Nancy comes on? I don't know if she's coming on or not.
I'll do it because I don't think I think it's unlikely we're going to make any motions, but I'll do it.
Okay.
If Mansoor, send me who's here. And also, Alex, I move that we accept Tony Leon's excused absence request.
I'm not sure that actually holds for committees, but I have no problem in accepting it.
I'll send you the list. Email it to you.
Thank you, Mansoor. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have to leave at 7 o'clock. Sorry, I'm working the fund drive, so I can stay till 7.
We're going to be adjourned before then. so that's okay. if everything goes smoothly. Did you want to add an item to the agenda, Mansoor? You sent an email that you were interested in adding something.
Yes, I do.
Well, before we do that, I guess I should ask, there's a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay. Seconds are not required in committees. Mansoor, you have an amendment to the proposed agenda?
Yes, please. And that is, I would like to start a discussion on the having a PNB in-person meeting to go over our goals for 2019, and that would include PNB, GMs, PD, ED, and then business managers. And that could be done either video or in person. I prefer in person. We can go, Robert. We can beg for money to meet in person, but definitely.
Why don't you just put it as an item rather than argue it right now?
Okay. Yeah. So, but you want to make that item number 3.5. It'll be between after the discussion on bylaws and before new business.
Thank you.
And give it like 10 minutes or so.
Absolutely.
I know that's not a lot, but it's just something to start a discussion.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Are there any further amendments? Any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, seeing no objections, and the agenda is approved by consensus. And let's get right on to the first. You know what? I left out minutes. Sorry about that.
Okay, let's just add minutes. And Tony put in some minutes, correct?
Yes. And I think
I move we accept the minutes that Tony sent in.
Okay. Any corrections to Tony's minutes? Okay, those minutes are approved. Do we have any other minutes?
I don't know.
Before leaving this item, I think what we're going to do is devote an entire meeting just to clearing out the minutes for this committee. And maybe that should be our next meeting, and that might be our last meeting until the new PNB is seated. So I think we should at least finish our household chores, so that we have something we can leave to the next PNB.
Okay.
But anyway, we don't have to decide that now, but that's kind of my thinking right now. Okay, let's get on to the discussion on bylaws amendments. And I'd like, Carol has done the most thinking and work on this area, so I'd like Carol to lead this part of the discussion. Go ahead, Carol, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I sent an email with a link where you can get to the proposed bylaw changes that are up now for discussion. Because they were submitted by six directors, which included me, Alex, Chris Corey, Sabrina, Ken Laufer, and Alex Randall. And am I too loud, by the way?
No, you're fine.
Okay. And I probably will pepper this with coughs, and I apologize. But this is it's a comprehensive bylaw package, but it's also in three places. There are two proposed choices, and it's a draft to move the governance conversation along, and we never expected that it would be adopted in whole, and we submitted it, as you will see on the page, also as individual changes for consideration by article and section. And we did this to simplify and clarify to possibly make our board smaller and more effective. And I'm going to go through them all very quickly to give you an overview of what's there, and then maybe focus on a few of the ones that there might be enough consensus to really put before the PNB for discussion, or to put before the PNB for discussion even if there's not enough consensus, but to, again, move the conversation along. There are different levels of... Yeah.
Carol, before you start, let me just make a suggestion.
Okay.
And I don't know what your intention is, but I think it would make a lot more sense to summarize what the existing bylaws are saying and maybe say something about its significance, and then summarize how these amendments are proposing to change that, rather than long quotes from the bylaws.
I'm not going to give you long quotes. Don't worry about that. But I'm going to fly through these, just give people a sense of what's here and categorize what's here. And I will only really focus on the ones that are kind of significant. I think that the presentation will be okay. All right. So there are different categories of changes. There are some simple changes that involve grammatical cleanup and things that are old that should be removed and no longer significant, and some things that just make sense because they just make sense. Simple things like, where is the national office, or is there a national office, and that sort of thing. Then there are the significant ones that look to the size of the boards, both the LSB and the PNB, and the size of the boards, and also, I think in the let me look on the local station board. So going through it by article, you will recall or not, perhaps you're looking if you're at a computer, maybe you're not, but Article 1 is identity and purpose. Article 2 is the offices of the foundation. Article 3 has to do with members and members' rights and so on. Article 4 is delegates and delegates defined, and also the time frame of the elections defined and outlined. Article 5 is the board of directors and terms and eligibility and so on. 6 is the meeting of the board of directors. 7 is local station boards. In Article 3, which is the one on members, there is a discussion about, let's see if there's any changes in here. I have had changes in my mind. There's removing the rights to waive the requirements for membership because they're never used. Membership is so easy. So there's not much done in terms of members. In Article 4, there's a discussion about eligibility for people to be delegates. Some is just cleanup language. Some of it is raising whether or not people have to be nominated by 5 or 15 people, or whether or not just they can nominate themselves. The reasoning on that had to do with money, because when you're doing an election, if you have to have 15 signatures and you have 20 candidates, that is possibly looking up 15 times 20 members to see if they are in good standing, and that takes a lot of time, which costs a lot of money. Then there's a discussion about the size of the LSBs, in other words, the number of delegates, and what is suggested in the one that's up here now is that we go from a board of 24 to a board of 12, and that the elections be staggered every 3 years. I've got it here. It says Article 4. I'm looking at the one that has the changes, okay? And it currently says the election of delegates shall be staggered over a period with elections for three staff delegates, blah, blah, blah. And it's saying here now shall be held once every 3 years rather than staggered over 3 years. So it eliminates one election. And then, again, as this was being drafted, because our bylaws are so clear, are so complex, it's clear that if you change any one thing, it may lead to it conflicting with other provisions in another place in the bylaws. I know because I've been a lobbyist in both Illinois and in Washington, that they have, offices of compliance that if you put in changes to anything, those offices go over and comb through and make sure that everything is cleaned up based on what your change might be so that everybody understands all the details. And we have no such office, and believe you me, I do not function well enough to guarantee that anything that I do would on this draft, comprehensive draft, is indeed totally comprehensive. Anyway, on Article 4, it also has, instead of in March, that in May, it begins the process for election and has a change in timeline so that it's moved up so that it is not, you don't have elections that start in March that term out in January, because that leaves a election period that is so long that contributes again to the factional toxicity, and so this tightens up the time frame in Article 4. That you'll, when you look at this set of comprehensive changes, you can look and see what you think of that. It also has it has a lot of little details like that. So then going to the term of office for term limits on delegates, it takes out a lot of verbiage and just has that a delegate still has a term limit of two consecutive three-year terms. But there's, two paragraphs of blah, 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 which leads to complexities that are just removed in this thing. In the filling of vacancies, Article 4, Section 10 is a very significant bylaw change that is suggested, because currently the way in which the PNB interpreted the last election by accepting Terry Goodman's interpretation of the bylaws that said the NES's certification was not the certification, but that if anybody ran at all, that they had a right to be appointed to the LSBs before it would be considered that the lists were finished, which meant that essentially that if you run for the board, you can get on the board, and it means that there's the LSB board, and it means that there is essentially a board over time of losers who are on the board rather than representing the will of the majority of the members. It represents whoever feels like running. And that's Article 4, Section 10. It's a significant one we might consider putting before the attention of the PNB. And I think there's widespread agreement that there should be something done about that. Moving to Article 5, which is Board of Directors of the Foundation, it is this thing suggests that any member any member except those who are holding an office, and we know that there's a difference about that, which I won't go into now, and which some of us have come to agreement to forget about, which may not include all of you, and some of you don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that this includes to be eligible. It says here explicitly, this will not include people appointed to posts without authority, e.g. advisory commissions. And it also says in that eligibility to be on the board, Article 5, Section 1B, that the executive director shall be a member of the board with voting rights on all matters that there is not a conflict of interest. And then on the number, there are two alternatives proposed that are currently operative in Pacifica because they were properly proposed. One has the board of the national board being 13 people instead of 22, and the other has it being 18 people instead of 22, and all of these take into account with. Take into account that there may be an appointed extra, I can't remember, at-large delegate. There's a provision in the bylaws currently which has the ability of the national board to appoint or elect an at-large director. It's not done, but anyway, okay. So that's in there. What's added in specific powers and duties under Article 5, which is, again, the Board of Directors, Section 1E, specific powers and duties. It currently, it says, appointing, supervising, discharging foundation's executive director, chief financial officer, and all foundation officers, and setting salaries, wages, The way this is written, I'm not sure what this says. I probably did a dyslexic mistake. But anyway, what this does, there's a change in here which essentially says hiring and discharging the foundation executive director, setting wages, conducting appropriate evaluations, and but it's taking out a position that oversees the conduct, management, control of foundation's affairs and activities, including monitoring the activities and actions of the radio stations. It essentially is changing this provision, Section E, specific powers and duties, which gives the executive director much more authority and takes away some of the authority or the clarity that the board micromanages the station management, except in ensuring compliance with a mission and setting policy direction. Then Article 5, Section 2 is the term of directors, and it has here, instead of 1 year, that it be a 3-year PNB term. Anyway, so that's what that is. Nomination
is Carol.
Yes.
Can I stop you, because this is really important. And
absolutely.
Well, okay, so we're no under this. Under this setup, we're no longer having staggered terms. Like, everybody gets elected every 3 years, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, no, this is because the LSB has staggered terms, but the PNB has a 3-year term. And again, like I said earlier, there's no office that puts together and looks at what is the meaning of changing.
Okay, so the PNB has a 3-year term, but the delegates are still going to be elected 2 out of 3 years? Are they going to get, like, 2 years?
They're elected every 3 years.
But they're not going to be staggered either, right? They'll just be 3 years and then
staggered.
3 years.
Yeah, they're not going to be staggered.
All right.
So it's whole new. But, again, this is all just to open up the discussion, et cetera. So, and there may be some term like... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say another way of having a few less elections and less confusing is to have four-year terms and elections every 2 years so that you do stagger them. But
yes,
you know,
but that's not currently under consideration legally.
Okay. All right.
By us. But yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. And this is all, like I said, partially designed to just open up the discussion, and but given the opportunity to do some changes. For example, the Article 4, Section 10 is one that I think could clearly be cleared right now. We could do a lot of the changes on the little grammatical and cleanup stuff, and maybe one or two other changes now rather than just opening up the conversation. Okay.
All right, I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you. Okay. Onward.
Okay. All right, onward and upward. So the numbers I gave you before were the the LSB numbers. Now I'm talking about the numbers on the PNB, and I probably wasn't clear on that last time because I'm racing through this. So the numbers in this current thing that's up for discussion is to change the number of directors from 22 to a minimum of 13, maximum of 16. Then the other possible alternative is to have a minimum of 18 and a maximum of 20. There's another dyslexic misprint here. Anyway, and in those two proposals is raised whether or not staff people are pulled out separately in the national board or if it's a general election. One of them has that staff people are pulled out separately, and one is that they're elected with everybody else, and so it could be because you're tamping down the numbers so dramatically, you're just deciding who should be elected, period. And one has, because the tamping down is not as dramatic, still has a spot for staff, but it changes the staff-listener ratio, because if you cut it down, and you cut down just the number of, you end up, the ratio between staff and listener is higher, staff is higher in that provision. Anyway, okay, so term of the director, member of the local station board, in the Article 5, Board of Directors, nomination and election of directors, it's nomination, any member nominated by the station board who is a member of the station. In other words, you no longer have to be a member of the PNB. That's a possible change. A change on the election, again, there's timeline elections and there's two proposals, alternate one and two. There is the suggestion that we stop using single transferable voting. And the basis on which that was put on is because in single transferable voting, when it's used in government bodies, it is used to make sure that racial or ethnic minorities are represented in government, or class minorities are represented in government. And in Pacifica, it tends to ensure that there are factions that are not majority representative. So it ensures fighting to have single transferable voting within Pacifica. On Article 5, Board of Directors of the nomination, again on nomination, it's just goes through some of the timelines and so on, and then has the election timelines. It tries to simplify it, and it leaves the same language for removal of directors, and then in filling vacancies on the board, It just is the same sort of thing. There's a little cleanup based on if we go with one change on an earlier bylaw provision, then maybe you have to take out some other language in this one. In Article 5, Section, it adds Article 5, Section 11, an executive committee of the PNB, so that the officers who are directors from each station, the executive director shall constitute an executive committee, and that executive committee would be elected and would do some, would substitute for having PNB meetings. People may not realize, but the number of meetings that are prescribed by the bylaws are for a year, and the bylaws also prescribe and presume in-person meetings, and so there's some stuff in the end of Article 5 which adds this executive committee, presuming that it will do a lot instead of having endless board meetings. And Article 6 calls attention to the fact that we should have that we don't have in-person meetings all the time. So it cleans that up, but suggests that we have at least one in the three-year term, and that's presuming there's a three-year term. Then there's notice issues. Then there's Article 7. There's, again, the local station boards, the number and size on that going from 24 to 12. The second one is that one of them has staff listener requirements. The other has, different staff listener ratio. And by the way, although it's not in here, what had been discussed but not put in here is eliminating local station boards and just having cabs exist. But anyway, that's not in here. Then other committees, going to other committees in Article 8, the composition, again, that things are voted on the basis of majority votes instead of single transferable voting, standing committees. It adds the notion of that executive, the PNB executive committee, which was added in a previous article. I know I'm going on. Article 9, Article 10, executive director. Currently it has language, it's selected, supervised, and sort of overseen and so on. It has some language that changes so that the executive director has more authority. Then there's some chief financial officer stuff in Article 9 added, and again a reference of the executive committee, which was just stuck in there. And then there are a bunch of the Article 11, which is an indemnification, et cetera, is a California law, and it doesn't have to be in there, but it can be, and it's a long article about indemnification. It's a couple of pages. Also, the corporate seal is a long article which can be removed because it also is California law, also, some of the other stuff is California law, suggesting all of these things that are California law because we've got 45 pages to take some of this stuff out, which is California law. It was included originally so that people know that it was there, but I think that people don't read the bylaws unless they're trying to pick on somebody or something. Voting methods, it's eliminating single transfer. It's suggesting eliminating single transferable voting. Article 16, because I had a bug up my you-know-what that I was sick of the use of parliamentary procedure to constantly delay everything, that I added something that probably no one will agree with about the chair of the PNB or any committee can choose to use the rules or have a less rigorous structure if it wants. And there's the article of incorporation and how you change the articles of incorporation and how you amend the these bylaws. And I suggest changing both of those, both how we change the articles of incorporation and how we change these bylaws. And that concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Carol. That's quite a lot to absorb.
Yes, it is.
And there's no way we could possibly even begin to have any kind of in-depth discussion on this. So I'll settle for a superficial one to begin with. And how about whoever wants to speak, limit themselves to like 2 minutes for round one?
Can I say one more? Can I say one more quick thing?
Yeah,
I will. I did this for the last set of bylaws. I created a one-page thing for KPFA LSB for discussion of governance. I will create a one-page overview of this for people, and that's it. I'll send
it
tomorrow.
Limit yourself to 2 minutes, otherwise we're never going to get through this.
Sure. Mansoor would like to be on stack for 1 minute.
Yeah, Maxi to the stack.
Okay, Mansoor, 1 minute, go ahead.
All right, so I think we're leaving a lot of things out. Thank you, Carol. Number one, we need a summary of these proposals that have been offered. However, that said, I think we're trying to fix something that is broken and cannot be fixed. And the reason for that is we're still looking at the old things to what is it that we can, what is it that Pacifica can do for us rather than what is it that we can do for Pacifica. So, which means we're still looking at people who give $25 or spend 3 hours at this station become in charge of $12 to $15 million operation. That's not a valid thing anymore. We need professional people from the field to be sitting on the boards with us. We need to have external professionals, lawyers, professors whose sole function is teaching and looking at nonprofit bylaws to help us out. We cannot fix this problem ourselves. The only thing that we're doing, we're circling the wagon again, and we're going to think about factions, think about this and that, rather than what is it that Pacifica needs? What committees are very important to Pacifica to make sure its survival and to make sure that it would flourish and become a viable source? So that said, thank you.
Okay, who else wants to speak?
Maxi is to the stack.
Go ahead, Maxi.
And Jan to the stack.
Yeah, I want to second what Mansoor said. I was, as much as I respect the effort put in by those who were involved, and I would just like to know, you know, how long or when this process began, because I don't know that. I'm just curious how long ago this process began, and so I want to second what Mansoor said. I'm curious as to why. The notion of
which process?
Revising. I'm sorry, of revising or proposing bylaw changes. When did this actually begin? I maybe I should know that, but I don't feel like I do.
I think it was late last year, November, December, something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I was hoping for more transformative change. With all due respect to what's been proposed here. In the spirit of what Mansoor is saying, I really think, and I've said this, you know, publicly, obviously, that getting to slotted boards or something in the effect of what Mansoor stated of having folks who can be classified by their time, treasure, and talent is vital for the future of this organization. We need folks who can fundraise. We need folks who have legal understanding. We need folks who have business acumen and financial management acumen on our board. We need activists. And I think we want to make sure that there's geographical, racial, gender, and professional diversity, both at the local station level and at the national level. So I'll leave it at that, because this is a lot to digest, and obviously I feel like there's a whole lot to take in here. But I, too, like Mansoor, was really hoping for more of a collapse of the existing situation towards something that is much more clean, but more focused on the value proposition the board offers to the foundation and to the stations at the ground level.
Alex, can I add one thing for 10 seconds or less, Mansoor?
Yeah, go ahead, since you have to go
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, just for you to know, I mean, the board, the committee, that this is nothing new that I'm saying. I've been saying this for 10 years or so. So I just want to be heard as well. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Jan, your turn. Can't hear you, Jan.
Hi, I just had to take myself off the mute. I like the concept of electing slotted members, of electing people to the board, but having them be slots. And I think, you know, having us elect people who are in various categories. And Maxie talked about this before, but I think I'll just mention, just kind of talk about it again, because I've always been resistant to the idea of saying we should have professional people, because it was hard to figure out how to, you know, I'm all in favor of having people who know what they're doing on the boards, but I also, only if I am the person who gets to pick them. You know, I don't want, like, somebody who I think is a dodo head picking them. I want it to be me. As long as I get to pick, fine. Somebody else picks, no. But this electing people to slotted positions, for instance, the election could say, okay, we want one lawyer. And you have, you know, any people who are lawyers could run for that position. You want one, or, you know, it could be two or it could be three. You want a financial person. So you have financial people running against each other. You have activists also running against each other. So you have, and you have, you know, maybe, you know, people somehow figuring out how to include racial and gender, different people of different races and genders also involved in this, so that you get, diversity, not only of occupation, but also of, you know, race and gender and so
10
forth.
10 seconds.
And okay. Anyway, so I like that idea, and that we would be electing them, but that we would be electing people with some expertise, and I also think electing people, but not everybody with quote expertise, because some of our best members, most dedicated, and people who've done the most for our board have not had any kind of initials behind their names. They're, you know, they just are smart, hardworking people. So I like the idea of working on that concept.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'd like to say something about what I think, but I gave the summary. I didn't say what I said.
Well, I'll give you the last word, Carol. But let's hear if anybody else wants to speak who hasn't spoken. And I'm not sure who there's left actually besides myself.
Robin.
Okay.
I
don't mind
new.
To add one.
This is Robin. I'm too new to comment yet.
Okay.
I don't
Fair
mind
enough.
To add one thing, Mansoor.
Mansoor, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks. There's one really important thing that we have left out, and that is I really would like to see 50-50 representative from the staffs around the 7 institutions that we have. So if you all remember the Marshall Plan of World War II, that was really good in Germany because 49-50% of all those people voted that corporations were employees. So we should have our employees be on the board as well. Thank you.
All right. I'll give you my quick impression. I don't agree that we need to have a complete throwing out of our bylaws and Maxie's suggestion of a slotted board. I don't really know how that would work, and some of the suggestions don't sound like something having to do with quota systems for ethnic and racial minorities. I think that would be a bad idea and may not even be legal. But in any case, I think we could do a lot to, in small ways, to improve our bylaws right now. There are many areas in the bylaws that are ambiguously worded and cause all sorts of problems. For instance, the whole idea of what is a year term on the board. Some people think it's 365 days plus a quarter of a day plus whatever the leap second is. I mean, it becomes ridiculous. If we interpret, if we rewrite the bylaws so that they make some common sense, we could do a lot to simplify and eliminate a lot of problems. I do agree that we need to revise some areas. We do need to get more professional-oriented and more qualified people on our boards, but I think there are other ways to do that. I mean, the bottom line is, do you want an elected board or do you not want an elected board? I think there seems to be some attempt to have something in between, and I don't think that's going to work. Either you have an elected board or you have an appointed board. And I think as long as we want to continue to have elected boards, we can think of some ways in which we can improve the process for instance, having maybe a qualifications committee to vet candidates for the board, things like that. I don't want to get into the details at this point, but there are many, many ways we can improve the bylaws without throwing them out altogether. I also would like to see a structural change in Pacifica that would give a lot more weight to Pacifica as a network rather than a loose amalgamation of several stations, and that does mean, I think, that the LSBs should take on more of an advisory role. At least that's my opinion. So I think we create lots and lots of confusion over who's responsible for what when we give LSBs certain limited authority to do certain things, and in many cases, we have people trying to hire general managers who don't know the first thing about EEOC regulations, for instance. So it becomes a big source of confusion, and I did go over my time. Thank you for reminding me. All right, Carol.
Maxie, back to the staff.
Okay, so I want to finish up. Let me just say that what I wrote here and what was submitted here was something that was seen as something that could maybe make some changes and pass. I have somebody who's been talking, and KPFA has been talking for 5 years about substantive governance changes, seeing that the governance structure is one of the root causes of the problems of Pacifica. And set of bylaw changes does not represent the thinking that we have come up with, but something that we thought was passable in the interim and could maybe fix some, take some steps, for example, having a longer PNB term instead of changing every single year, of having replacements that didn't put losers into office, that did a lot of stuff right this minute that made some changes that would be useful for us going forward, because a comprehensive change is something that is a longer process to accomplish because it requires a membership vote. And personally, I came into this discussion and into the PNB. I've only been in the PNB a year, thinking that the boards should not be elected at all. And I thought that there should be political slots, like, you know, racial justice or immigration, gender, and that sort of thing, because you can always hire lawyers and you can hire accountants. And also, I tend to believe, even though I'm basically a communist and believe in workers running things, in fact, in the corporate structure, it's a conflict of interest having staff be the be in charge of things, because you are both the employer and the employee, and it has led to problems at KPFA where at least one of the people who was on the LSB considers the management of KPFA under him, and it causes a lot of problems. But I think that what we have here now, if we put forward a longer term of the PNB, a change in how we replace people on the LSB, that we make the LSBs smaller and the PNB smaller perhaps going forward, and just begin this discussion, perhaps we can get to a point where we do something more comprehensive. Since I have been on the board, I have been somebody who has supported less micromanaging of the management to enable things to happen, and I thought that there shouldn't be any membership control, and now I tend to disagree with that because I'm concerned and actually think maybe the charter should be changed to say that we are a corporate-free organization, so that professional people coming in and doing things that is based on running in a capitalist society, which is certainly the one we're in, and under the constraints and requirements for that, can easily go in a direction that moves towards underwriting in a way that at this moment in time in this planet I think is the most dangerous of directions.
Maxie, to the
finished.
All right, Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, respectfully, I think there have been some prejudicial statements, if I may, made. First of all, I think we've been presented enough information about underwriting to know that it doesn't have to be corporate. So to characterize it in the way that was just done, I think, is either inappropriate.
I'm
or
not characterizing
factual.
What it's been presented. I'm saying that I can see
true.
A danger.
Again, underwriting can be controlled. It can be put in place in the way that you choose to. So corporate underwriting does not have to be a part of the Pacifica equation. So to even articulate it as a threat is problematic in itself. Secondly, I'm curious as to why there was an exploration about collapsing the LSBs in favor of community advisory boards. We heard CPB's recommendation on that matter. It certainly would, I think, provide a drastic reduction in the voting process, at least at the local station level, and move us in the direction I think we all know needs to happen, and that is the local station boards having much less authority if we're truly going to get to what Alex coined the network effect. This organization is going to struggle trying to be a network as long as local station boards believe they have the prerogative not only to determine who the station manager and program director is, but hold either carrots or sticks for that person because of the relationship that they may have with programmers and the like. So, you know, last thing I'll say is, you know, I did a tour of all the stations. I spoke to management. I spoke to boards. I spoke to listeners and programmers. And I firmly believe that we are in a moment where decisive and definitive and groundbreaking approaches are ready to be done. I think we make a mistake by believing that we need to do what's passable. That's sort of like how the Democrats got behind Hillary Clinton, not realizing that the country was ready for systemic change, even if we got a complete idiot. That's what they were calling for. And I think we missed the mark if we think that just making small changes to, as Mansoor said, is a tragic, he didn't say tragic, but a real problematic system, or a broken system, as he put it. We need to think more decisively. We need to think more concrete about revolutionary change. And if Pacifica is filled with progressives and radicals and communists and the whole nine, we should be ready for that mind shift to more seismic change in our bylaws and the way that we operate, recognizing that what we've been doing and what we currently have just does not work effectively and costs us too much money to continue to do.
All right. Thank you, Maxie. I think that'll wrap up this part of the agenda. We're a little bit over time, but Mansoor, do you want to say something about the preparation for the PNB in-person meeting?
Sure. Just to start the conversation, and that is, I think for last many years, we have missed getting together to in person just once a year to come up with what it is that we want Pacifica to accomplish and achieve in 1 year. If we do this thing, I think it reduces a lot of shenanigans that we have, the screaming, the yelling, this and that, at the meetings, because right now we have no direction. Right now we don't know exactly how we are still going to pay the loan. I think with getting together one meeting a year, every year, to set up an agenda for the year of the Pacifica's year will achieve great task. One, we would know what it is that we want to do. Two, we would want to know that where's the media markets going, you know, so we can bring professionals from the field to come and help us to understand where we're going with the radio, with the media, with progressive, with radical stuff. So to me, what I understand and in-person meeting will do, we'll have an agenda that would sync all of us together for the goal of that year, just like any other corporations would do. I worked with Xerox for many, many years, and that's what they did. The management, the branch management, they had an annual plan to achieve goals. And at the end of the year, they got together and went over those the plan and the goals again, see what was done and what wasn't done. And I think we can do the same thing with Pacifica. Thank you.
Any comments?
Maxie to the section.
Go ahead, Maxie.
You know, Mansoor, I'm deeply in favor of what you're speaking. I know firsthand the value of in-person opportunities to meet with the board. I think anytime you have a chance to become a bit more personal and feel each other out in more intimate settings, I think that that's always a value. We, of course, don't really have a good fix on our financial stability. And we certainly know that right now our stations around the system are hurting. So I worry about the financial feasibility of what you're proposing, though I support it significantly. It's why I would suggest that we, while certainly looking optimally towards in-person, we take into account what online services we might be able to take advantage of to execute an in-person, even if telephonically, so that we can have maybe a day or two allocated for deep dives into strategic planning, operational objectives, goals, et cetera, the analysis and evaluation of those things, a look towards the future, perhaps even having keynote speakers to address some of the things. The last thing I'll say real quick is that I do believe on the operational level, the stations are going to be and are already becoming more in line with best practices. You're all familiar with the greater public relationship. We're exploring others that will help improve the professional quality of our employees. And we'll, of course, be looking towards the future of do we need to hire new professionals as we become a little bit more financially solvent? Are we in a position to do just that? And when that happens, I think the need for that national meeting is less about operational aspects and moving the organization forward in terms of, you know, things like that, but more in terms of the big picture of the organization and what we can do to fortify it from a revenue standpoint or even from a financial standpoint. I shouldn't even say revenue, but just fortifying us from an endowment and just understanding the bigger economic factors. And then lastly, you know, what's our true network effect and how can we crystallize that and make sure that when we go back home that we're reinforcing that as members of local station boards and deeply concerned members of the organization as a whole. So I'll leave it at that.
I agree. I don't. It doesn't have to be in person. We can congregate at one location at each station to meet. You know, 3 days
yep.
With one sitting. So no, I agree.
We can have we could do like a video conference using Zoom or some interface like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
Zoom is great.
Of course,
Zoom is great.
Yeah, an in-person meeting would be ideal, but I think we'll have to wait till we have some sense of our financial situation
yeah.
before we go ahead with that.
No, I agree. But what I wanted to, it's because a new PNB would be seating, and I think we need to have that one happen as soon as possible. Like I was hoping in May we can do this thing. So in order to like be focused to what it is that we want to accomplish, we have goals that we don't necessarily sit and talk in details about it, but that needs to happen in order to move forward and achieve the stuff that we need to do for next 3 years.
Well, we will have the first meeting of the new PNB on April 11th, I believe. At least that's the plan right now. We could take up all these kind of questions at that meeting. We could schedule a special meeting, say, in May that would involve some kind of a video conference and maybe devote a whole weekend or at least a whole day to it or something.
Yes. And that's including the GMs and PDs and business managers. So I want it to be comprehensive.
Yeah, I think you need to make it a 2 to 3 day affair if you're going to really get, you know, the real value from it and be comprehensive,
mm-hmm.
as I think Mansoor is suggesting. But, yeah, great ideas. And I would love to be a part of the planning. I think, you know, part of the role of the national office is to supply the board with materials in support of the larger goals. And so anything we can do to help in that way, we're certainly willing to do.
Okay.
I want to inject something before we go off. I noticed that Nancy Sorden wrote in that she was working on getting the directors signing the documents that have been asked to be turned in today. So she's busy and essentially requesting an excused absence. And in the minutes,
of course.
I am including her that way because of that. Just
and I must
okay.
say, it's a shame that her, you know, her time has to be taken up with this. Really, it should have been the responsibility of every director to do that.
Yeah, I'm really surprised by this, actually. I mean, I sent out stuff. John Almela sent out things weeks ago requesting this information.
Yeah.
And we all know the importance of this with respect to CPB compliance.
Absolutely. I'm just flabbergasted. What can I say? Okay. I think we have to adjourn because we're out of time.
I'd like to make one comment about the, you know, online.
Go ahead, quick. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really like the idea of together.
Hey, you're breaking up.
Can't hear you, John.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find a better
place. That's better. That's better already.
Okay, how's this? Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on. Okay.
Better.
I really like the idea of doing this, of having each LSB and their directors and their who and the management and everybody gathering together in one place to participate in this, because I think that if people are all in their separate little living rooms or bedroom or offices or whatever, you know, they'll turn it on and they'll be doing a million different things and not paying attention. But if they're in a group,
that's right,
they will be forced to pay attention, and they will also be forced to
dialogue,
be with each other. And so I think we should really push to do that and incorporate. I like the idea and incorporate interactive things so that the people who are gathered together, you know, maybe they break up in groups, or maybe, you know, some groups like KPFK would have some interactive thing going with WBAI and you know, New York and Berkeley or something like that, so that people have something to do and they interact with each other in some way. I think a 2-day, like a Saturday and Sunday, is probably the most we could ask or hope for. But I do like the idea very much.
Excellent idea, Jan.
Can I ask
this back? Excellent idea.
Robin, I asked a question.
I think, Robin, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I totally agree it should be in person. I think these telephonic meetings or even video meetings, we could lease out positions to the CIA to be used as a substitute for waterboarding. You need to meet people face-to-face. That's all.
Why don't we just do a fundraising for it, in meeting in person?
So may I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Jan, were you talking about all the LSB people and the managers in addition to the PN, you know, that would include the PNB people too, of course. And I heard Matt, I don't know if it was Mansoor or Maxi, saying that all of the financial staff might be included. Did I hear that right? Or is I know we're kind of blue skying now because of money,
yeah.
But... what are we thinking about?
Okay, when I was talking, I was actually talking about video conferencing, but the people being together who were video conferencing being together in each city, because I don't... I mean, it'd be great if we got actually together in person, but the cost of that has been so overwhelming that I don't see that happening in the next year or two. But we could get together video conferencing, and I was sort of thinking the LSB, but maybe it should just be the directors and the program director and that kind of thing. Maybe it should just be them. Allowing LSB people to be there watching would be good.
Let's continue this discussion at the next Strategic Planning Committee meeting, and let's have a motion ready to come out of that meeting so that we could present it to the new board on April 11th.
I initiate that write up, and then I'll pass it on to the committee and for people to add and edit.
Because we can go back and forth on this for quite a while without coming. We have to have something concrete to propose to the national board. So let's think about it, and we'll have something at the next meeting.
I'll write something up and send it to the committee. Is it possible to hear what Mr. Jackson wanted to say?
Yeah, sure.
I won't advantage myself if that in fact is what that would be. I'll just adhere to what's positioned forward, and then I'll contribute ideas at that time. But I appreciate that, Mansoor.
Okay, let's wrap this up. We're kind of over time. I thought this would be a short meeting. Well, it is a short meeting. Not quite.
You did good, Alex. You did well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we are adjourned, and good night, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.